Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Colossians, chapter 4. Book of Colossians, chapter 4 and verse 2. Continue to speak today about the watchman, our responsibilities before God. See here, book of Colossians, chapter 4, verse 2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Oh God, thank you. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. Thank you for the eyes and the mind that you give us. We do pray that we commit these two organs in your hands, that you will use them according to your will, that we'll be a fruitful people achieving the things that you want us, Lord, to achieve. I pray, oh God, that this word of yours will clarify things and make us see things going on around us and make us also things to see the things that will come after. Oh Lord, I pray for that your word will fall into hearts that is willing to obey, willing to repent, and willing to take the opportunity and take the warning and do the things that you had ordained for us to do. Oh God, I pray for the blessing upon those who receive it and do it. And I pray also, God, that you would take it and make it reach those people who are in need to receive the support of yours. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What you speak here about watch. We need to watch and we need to understand what is going on around us. This is the end times, and the work of devil is really multiplied, and we need to be more prayerful. We need to watch ourselves and our reactions, and also our attitudes, and we need to be careful not to do mistakes and things that will bring more troubles into our lives. God gave us eyes, and we need to be careful not to use them in bad things. TVs, there are things that are so around us that is tempt us to do it to use our eyes in wrong things. YouTubes, Facebook, TVs, also cinemas and other things that will completely deviate the mission that God had called us. These are when the Bible was written, when Apostle Paul wrote the word watch, these things are not there. How much more now? We need very careful to keep, move away ourselves from such things and keep a time that we need to sit with God, hear His voice, read our Bible, see the things that the devil is moving, and see the things that the Lord also, the Holy Spirit is moving. We need to be very careful as watchmen and watchwomen. It's a warning message. We are called to watch what is going on, and we pray. When I say pray, that we speak to God, and you have to hear Him, His voice, what He is going to say to you. The watchman here, sometimes we forget ourselves. We see things and we react. We don't pray, we don't read the Bible. We don't even ask God of what we need to do. But the solution sometimes is just near to us, but we miss it because we are not willing to ask God. We are not willing to give time for Him to speak to us. Continue prayer. Prayer is speaking to God, and also listen to what He says. Watch in the same with thanksgiving. Watch what is going on. The battle is becoming more furious. This is the end times. We watch and we see things. Most of the things we are seeing now, we may think it is negative things, but there are still good things out of it. In between, there is also good things, and we need to reflect of what even this negative things, what God wants us to handle it, what God wants us to change in our life, why He allows such negative things even to come into our territory, our families, our church, our ministry. We need to take it in a positive way in order to grasp what he wants us. Instead of reacting and making trouble and fighting, let us more about hearing the voice of God, and the voice of God, when we hear it, he will give us the wisdom of what we need to do. In 1 Peter, so don't take it by might or by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, he says, "But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer." The thing is, now is more at the end. Then, at the time of Peter, he say, at hand, how much more now? He asked him to be sober, to be self-controlled, alert, and know what he's going to do, and watch unto prayer. Again, watch what is going on, and pray accordingly. And hear from God what he wanted to do in that particular issue. Certain time, the body is so furious, we need to get instruction hour by hour, day by day. In the morning we hear something, in the afternoon there's another things we need to hear, in the evening we still need to ask God about certain detail of how we need to handle. In the book of Matthew, this is a real story that had happened, and this is written for us to remind us. In the book of Matthew, chapter 26, and verse 38 to 46, the watchman have responsibilities to do. He need to watch. He has certain instructions. We have the instruction from the scriptures. We have the Rhema word. We have the voice of the Holy Spirit to give us instructions. We have that church that we need to come and report what is going on, so that we will understand what is going around us and what God wants us to move on. I will read verse 38 to verse 46. "Then said he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again and the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, that will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words." Verse 45. "Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me." That situation, that event, it was just in the night before the Lord, in the night that the Lord was going to be arrested, and maybe just a few hours between what we have read and his arrest. Already repeatedly, the Lord has spoke to his disciple that he will be going to be betrayed, he'll be arrested, and he will be also crucified. But from what we have read here, the disciples, they were not aware at all about what is going on from a spiritual battle. Now I just want to emphasize to you that we are really now passing through hard spiritual battle. I don't know what is going after a few hours or after a few days. The same what Jesus was speaking to them, and they were totally non-aware of it. Now, if you read verse 36 and verse 37, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, when he was with the 12, and said, when he was with his apostles and disciples, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, and began to sorrowful and very heavy. So he gets the group of the disciples, the committed worker with him, going to Gethsemane, and then he took Peter and he took the son of Zebedee, John, and him. So they were three with him to go forward and to pray. Have you got the point here? But none one of them is aware that the bigger crisis that is ahead of them, fuel, they were not aware at all. And also they were non-concerned of it. He was begging them 1 hour to watch with him. Why he was begging them 1 hour? Because he would tell them after 2 hours I'll be arrested. Because they are not even in their mind. Why I need to lead worship? Why I need to pray? Why I need to attend church? Why I need to do this? Have you get the point here? We are, we are caught with a big battle of the devil attacking the church. You please wake up and learn what is going on. You must see the movement and do your part as a soldier. There's a beautiful thing. This scripture we know it very well, but I will just speak about things that I did not speak before about this passage of the scriptures. They speak about 1 hour. He was as if begging them, can you please pray with me 1 hour? Please, can you? You know, as if he's asking them favor. But he was already decided what he's going to do. You know, God is still appealing to us, but God has his own people who are willing to go through it to the end if we fail. But shame on us if we do such things. The Lord had rebuked his disciples here. And you see how he rebuked them. And they said it. In verse 40, and he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? He rebuked Peter, but because he was the one who should be the one to the good example to others, he rebuked him. But all are in the same mind. And Peter also, why worldliness? Yeah, none willing to suffer. They have just finished the Passover lamb eating, nice dinner. But they don't know what is ahead. They don't know that he sat with them to eat the Passover to fulfill the scripture, not he wants to enjoy the food. And in verse 41, see what he told them. He told them, watch and pray, that he enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He told them, that's another rebuke, your spirit is willing, but you are still in the flesh, in the lust, after food, after enjoyment, after friendship, after things in the world. But you are not very much in the things of God. Your spirit is winning, but your flesh is overcoming your spirit. That's a rebuke, but there's a big warning here. You know what he told them? Watch and pray. Are you going to watch worldly things and looking for pleasures, or you are going to move and see what God wanted to do and see the movement of evil and do the right things? He told them, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. So what is he telling them? You want to continue the same way? Fine with me. But you will fall into temptations. Temptations is the troubles. Temptations are problems are coming. Shame are also coming with such attitude that you have now, even 1 hour I am begging you, then what will be at the end when it's taking place? And you know what had happened to the disciples, right? We know what happened. What had happened to them, very shameful things. When the Lord was arrested, they don't know how to behave. One cut there, the other, let's hear the point. That is where when we are refusing to be watchmen and watchwomen to do the right things. We will make a funny things if we will not comply. Because we say it. You fall into temptation. Everyone know that Peter denied him. Everyone know that the disciples were scattered, and it was shame on them or no? Shame. And even this very day, how many times he went to them back and forth? 3-4 times. 3-4 times. In verse 43. After he prayed, you know, verse 42, he prayed. He went away again a second time. He prayed, saying, "Oh my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done." He's willing to go through it. Have you get the point? Among us people are willing to go through it. I'm willing to go through it. I am able to see what is going on in the spirit. The spirit is very dangerous. If you will continue to play, we will fall into sin and temptation and troubles. And then we will not be taken out. In verse 43, and he came and found them sleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he led them. He did not speak to them. Have you got the point? These are dangerous moments in our life. When we fail God, and God will not speak. And he led them, and he went away again, and he prayed the third time, saying the same words. He is determined to do the work. Verse 45, that's where here beautiful things the Lord did. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, see what he said to them now. He doesn't let them wake up. He tells them, sleep on now and take your rest. You know, this very, very beautiful message, sleep on now and take your rest. I have read this scripture many times, but it's the only time my eyes was open and Jesus said to them, sleep now on and take your rest. That is another rebuke. But when I understand, wait, you will see what will happen. Sleep on now and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. The hour is at hand. It is, and that's true. The next verse, he told them, rise, let us be going, behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. The Lord was warning them step by step to watch and pray. Let's move now to the book of Revelation, even today. Book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 1-6. We have read the scriptures also before. I think that we need to hear today. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed with white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Now hear the church in Sardis. Again, the Lord warning them by the word watch. Watch. He told them, I know your works. Your name is that you are live, but you are dead. That is where God today is want to shake us more. He say, be watchful and strengthen the thing which remain that are ready to die. He say that there's still chance. You watch the thing that is not yet dead, but is about to die. Wake up. Strengthen it, do what is exactly needed to do for it before it is dead, because if it is dead, it cannot be reversed. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Now why he need to say that your work is not perfect? Possibly they have received certain teaching, but they did not do it exactly as supposed for them to do. They have just selected certain teaching and they applied. He told them in verse 3, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard. 1, 2, 3, 4, you have received all these things, but you just select what you like. The other things, you just put it aside. That's why your word is not perfect and is about to die. He told them, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, go back, review what you have received, and repent. The thing that you did not do. What was your reason? God wants you to go back and do it properly. If therefore thou hast not watched, that's warning. He says, "For if therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come unto thee." Now here, let us stop here, and we will understand what is the meaning of what the Lord says. He says, I'm giving you a chance. If you will not go to watch and do things correctly, he says, I will come as a thief. Now, what is the meaning of the Lord coming to us as a thief? We don't know the time that he will come. And also, when he will come and we are doing wrong, so what he will do? He will reward us. Suppose, and he will judge also. But from the word thief, the thief will not give you his appointment which day he will come and which hour. Because if you know which day, you will be ready for it. He says, I will come to you as a thief. Because when the thief will come, will not give you the notice. But let me ask you one question. When the thief will come into our life, will he take things or no? Now here's the point here. If we will tempt the Lord more, and you will not obey, he will come. He will come as a thief. Not only the time we don't know, but he will take things that we don't like to be taken away from our lives. And that's what's going on in the life of the church. There are things, if you will not repent, God will take it away. That is face to face was rebuking them. And in verse 4, it have another rebuke more. As if he was speaking to people, that is the Spirit speaking from God to the people. He told him in verse 4, thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He told them, thou hast a few names. He did not say in Sardis, even in Sardis. You will say, what you are telling us is so hard, what you are telling us, the things. He say, no. I have a few people, even not in another place, the same place that you are now, they are willing to walk with me. They are worthy. They are willing not to defile themselves. So what I am telling to you is not a hard thing. That's what you say here. Verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. The white raiment is the righteousness of the saints. As we can read in the book of Revelation 19, verse 8. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Now here's another warning. He will not say that I will come only as a thief and take the things that you don't like to be taken from you in an hour that you are not aware. But even your name will be blotted out from the book of life. What he requires? What he requires from them? To watch. Go, check what you read, what you have received, what you have been taught. What the thing that you did not apply and do that caused death and destruction, and repent. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Let's all stand. God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your word. Oh God, I pray that we will wake up from our sleep. That you will take heed of what you had sent us of your word. Even when you say, sleep, you now, take your rest, we understand that we need to wake up. Oh God, to strengthen what is about to die. Lord, help us to humble down before you. Oh God, that we renounce the things that's wrong, and we will do the thing that we have not yet done. Lord, let your will be done in our life. Let this word of yours bring healing, revival, understanding, humility, that we will take warning from your word to avoid the troubles, temptations, hazards, so that in the future we will not regret that you had visited us as a thief and taken things that we don't like to lose. Oh God, have mercy once again upon your church and transform the life of your people. Oh God, let it be a fruit, and whatever is the purpose of sending this word to us, those who are here and those who are different places, who receive the message, let your will be done. In Jesus' name. God, thank you and we praise you. Continue to remind us with the Holy Spirit of what we receive and convince us to do what is right and just. God bless us in large world territory. Let your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not fall pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in this name. Amen.